Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for July 3, 2023. Sorry, I couldn't read my clock for a minute there. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access unit system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, well, it happens to be the long weekend for the United States Independence Day, July 4th, but it is also a long weekend for our Canadian neighbors for Canada Day, which was yesterday. So those are potentially what we could be talking about. I'm not sure exactly how that relates to amateur radio, but that's kind of a topical topic right now. But, of course, any conversation related to amateur radio is always on topic with this net. So I'm looking at my dashboard, and all the call signs on the dashboard are regulars here, so I don't think I need to explain how we do this. Let me acknowledge, though, N4RNW has joined us, along with AG5RB, N6TW, and KD9NDJ. So I don't see the ham conference here, so it's just us chickens, I guess. So before I time out, well, let's see, who's first on the list is probably Ken, KD9NDJ.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. Happy Independence Day for those of us who are Amis. Speaking of Independence Day and such things, I've been reading a marvelous biography. Well, I guess it's sort of a biography. Anyway, it's about the character Daniel Boone. I got this book at Ollie's, which is a discount retail store down in Champaign. I'm in Rantoul, up the road. But anyway, I got it dirt cheap, and it's a great read, so you can't beat that. But it's fascinating. I mean, American history, it's an aspect of American history I know nothing about, and of course, all I knew about Daniel Boone was, you know, from the stupid Disney thing. So it's fascinating. And it's very Independence Day. It has nothing to do with radio. They didn't have radio, but they had plenty of killing going on. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. I'll probably have more to say later as things emerge.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let's see. Next on my list would be... I just checked off the wrong... I've been doing this long enough. I should not make mistakes like that. All right. Yeah, next on my list is AG5RB.
Good evening, everybody. This is Ross, AG5RB. SDF username is Bullet, located in Bel Air, Texas. Just enjoying the long weekend, although I've been doing a little bit of work, catching up on a few things. But really don't have much else going on. Back to that.
Okay, well, that's That's all right. No need to apologize for that. I don't think you did apologize. But anyway, things are pretty quiet around here. I don't think I did anything yesterday and nothing today. Maybe wash some dishes. All right, that's my achievement for the day. I'm chilling. Okay, let's see. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. And, it's starting to feel like the 4th of July down here. We went to a minor league baseball game Friday night, and that was followed up by lights out and a fireworks display right there at the baseball park. So I'm sure they'll be shooting off stuff here around the developments and scaring all the dogs and driving them nuts, but that's the way it goes. Other than that, like you, Wayne, just chilling. So everybody have a good weekend and a good holiday. N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And Noah, I apologize. You should have been higher up on my list here, but somehow I didn't write your call sign down. But anyway, it's your turn now, N6TW.
Hi, this is N6TW Livermore. Good evening, Net Control, and everybody else. Nothing much is going on right now. Mostly what I'm doing is I'm trying to debug the cat cable for my FT818. For some reason, both of my cat cables are trying to change the VFO during during a transmit and WSJTX, which is causing all sorts of trouble. And so right now I'm trying to see if RFI shielding helps, but I suspect that it's another form of interference, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on there. Other than that, nothing much for the 4th, and I will give the station back to Net Control.
Okay, sounds like quite a conundrum there, Noah. Good luck figuring out what's going on there. And let's see, I completely forgot. I mean, I don't know how it slipped my mind, but we had some excitement here in East Central Illinois on Thursday afternoon. We had one of those Derecho, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but it's an unusual weather phenomenon. You could compare it to a tornado, or kind of a tornado spread out over a large area. It came barreling through our part of town here. I'm a night owl, so I stay up late and I get up late. So I was still in bed when it hit around 1:30 on Thursday afternoon. And what really disturbed me was the noise. You know, they always say that when a tornado is coming, it sounds like a freight train or something, right? And so this noise, I'd never heard any wind quite like this before. So I got out of bed very quickly and prepared to leave the house and go to a safer place. And fortunately, I didn't suffer any damage here. There were some old trees that used to border my lot here, but they got taken down a year or two ago because they were diseased. So that's a good thing, because I think they would have come down during this. I think the airport reported 79 mile an hour winds. So, but I was lucky. I live right next door to a substation, and we have buried utility wiring here. So I had maybe an hour when my power was off, but the neighborhoods surrounding here were without power for much longer. And I think there may still be households around here that are still without power. So I'm about to time out the repeater, so let me see if anyone else would like to recheck.
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
You mentioned the Del Recho. We were out at Clinton Lake in the morning on Thursday in our little RV trailer thing there. And we went and had breakfast, and I decided, well, we better hitch up and head for home, which was a good idea. And I was lucky because I got the thing back here onto my lot, and it always sort of points west.
parents was also lucky. And that bin came barreling through, and it would have tipped the thing over if I'd been out on the road with it, for sure. It was windy even in the morning. But, trees came down on the lot, took out my dipole after I'd just gotten up my long wire. So that's the HF scoop. Anyway, quite the phenomenon. More later, 89NDJ.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm glad that that you were not out on the road when it came through with that trailer. I understand that a lot of semis were literally blown over on their sides along the interstate. We got I-57, and a little bit farther west, we have I-55, north-south interstate, and large stretches of them, I think, were closed for a while they were cleaned up. Anyway, any other rechecks, please call now. Okay, well, I guess everybody is so busy shooting off fireworks that they're not by their rigs this weekend. So I think we're going to have a really short net. I don't think we've ever been quite this short, only 14 minutes so far. I'm trying to think, anything else going on here? Ham radio here is pretty quiet right now. My local ham radio club, I don't know why they started doing this, but by the time I joined, it was a long tradition. They take the summer off. They don't have meetings in July and August. And the September, instead of a meeting in September, they usually have a picnic. So there's like 3 months of the year without a regular meeting where we're sitting down and listening to someone giving a presentation or whatever. So we are in the sort of the vacation period of our local ham club. Anyway, well, I'm trying to think of some way to continue the conversation, and I'm not thinking of anything. So if you have any ideas, please come forward now.
KD9NDJ with an idea.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was on this net a little while back, and I learned about All-Star. And I've forgotten who that was that tipped me off about it. But I've been fooling with All-Star pretty obsessively, along with BeagleBone single-board computers. And the two kind of interrelate because All-Star runs on Linux system. Raspberry Pi is probably the platform of choice, and that's what I'm using for the moment. But anyway, it's really a challenge to get the All-Star going, the idea being you use an HT to communicate with a device that is between you and the usual hotspot slash repeater. So anyway, it's fascinating. I'm not there yet. I'm real close, but I'm learning. I've learned about all sorts of stuff like DTMF and COS and CTSS. I knew about those things, but I'm really getting down on it in the ham radio context. So there's that. KD9NDJ.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that maybe Ross is also into All-Star. Am I remembering that right, Ross?
Yeah, that's correct. I have an All-Star node actually running on an old PC, but right now I'm just using Echo Link on my phone. But I can use, you can with the All-Star connect into Echo Link nodes as well.
Okay, well, you know that the NB0X-L gateway is back. It was gone for a while, but we think that it might not be completely functional. Before the net, Ken tried to access the gateway using DMR, and we did not hear him here on Echolink. So, you know, maybe the next time you might want to try seeing if you can connect to us using All-Star. And I don't know what the proper addressing mechanism is. I guess you would just specify Echolink node 9229. I can't think of any other way to do it.
KD9NDJ, I'll be the ignorant one jumping in on that idea.
It's actually based on a PBX software and you have dial prefixes, like you press star and a number, and then the normally the all-star node that you're going to connect to, but then you you use something, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's like star 300 plus the Echolink node will get you through the whatever bridge they have between Echolink and All-Star and allow you connect to a an Echolink node, AG5RB.
Okay, so before I pass it over to Ken there, the next time we're having a net here, if you want to give that a try and see if it works now, that would be a good thing to know. Like I said, Ken tried to do the DMR gateway, and it did not work. So I'm kind of pessimistic that the All-Star gateway would succeed where the DMR failed. Anyway, over to Ken, AB9FJ.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne, and thanks, Russ. It's easy to do All-Star or Echolink on a phone, and that's probably a way to test out that gateway. I can do it right now, just switch over to All-Star and see if I can find the node. Finding that number is the tricky part, but I can try a search. Anyway, my problem with the radio connection is with the COS DTMF, I can't get tones from my radio to be recognized by the software or on the Pi. I finally got one of those Sharis, which took quite a while to arrive, so I'm a little slow. Apparently there's a backlog for those kits, easy to build kit, but so far I haven't really succeeded. Anyway, KD9NDJ, back to Nit.
Okay, well, for the time being, let me just turn the net over to Ken and Ross and let them go back and forth until they're done and return to me.
That's Ross. That's really all I had for it right now. I don't have. I just did fire up my DMR radio and try to talk to my hotspot on the SDF talk group, but it doesn't seem to be working. But then I may need to reboot my hotspot. But in any case, that's all I had to add right now without digging into some stuff that I don't really have time to dig into right now for the All-Star. But, if you want to email me, I'm on QRZ. I can take it from there. AG5RB.
Yeah, AG5RB, I'm definitely going to do that because I could use a little Elmering to get me over the hump. There's a ton of information out there on the topic, but it's, as usual, full of acronyms, and I'm learning all too slowly. KD9NGJ.
Okay, AB9FJ picking it up again. So, all right, well, I hope that you guys can get together and help Ken get things up to speed there. And I noticed in the meantime that the HAM conference has joined us. So this is probably a good time for me to back up, rewind, and say that hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we do this net every week on Monday at 0 UTC GMT. For the benefit of those out there on the HAM conference, I will now take check-ins. I can take multiple check-ins and queue them up. But if you would like to join us, please call now with your call sign.
Your Kilo 2 Delta Yankee, Robert M.C.
Okay, I have DK2DY. Robert, we don't really have much of a topic this week. This is the 4th of July weekend down here in the United States, and I understand that up there in Canada, it's kind of a Canada Day weekend, like a three-day holiday, I guess. The Canada Day was Saturday, but they get Monday off, so I guess that makes it a three-day weekend. Here in the States, the 4th is on a Tuesday, and I'm not sure if Monday is officially a holiday, if people get off work, but I imagine a lot of people are taking a holiday, you know, a vacation day. Anyhow, it's a long weekend, lots of celebrations going on. Of course, down here in the States, we've got fireworks displays out the wazoo. I don't know what they do up in Canada. We don't have any Canadians here today, do we, to tell us. I imagine maybe they all have a high tea party. Anyway, go ahead, Robert, if you have anything to say. This is AB9FJ.
I caught in my, this is Robert Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. About 12 degrees Celsius here. The sun is really trying to come out. It's lightly cloudy out there, but the sun is really trying to work its way through the clouds, so we'll see what the weather brings today. It's Monday morning here, 12:24 a.m. Well, of course, we don't have, sorry about the bird, I'm outdoors. We don't have a holiday now. We do have a controversial holiday in January called Australia Day, which is on the 26th of January. Australia actually became a country on the first day of the 20th century, January 1st, 1901. However, January 1st is already a holiday and a big holiday, so I think they finally settled on the 26th, which is the day that they actually raised the British flag. Kind of a funny day to celebrate, but anyway, and created a penal colony. Kind of a weird thing to celebrate. The French celebrate destroying a penal colony. Australia celebrates creating one. other than that, if a holiday is like a Tuesday here, nobody works on Monday. Everybody just takes Monday off. It's just almost de rigueur. Most businesses probably would shut down anyway. Most offices probably would just shut down rather than try to operate under very understaffed positions. But anyway. Other than that, we have fireworks for New Year's Eve. That's the big fireworks here. They will be going on again this year. So I look forward to that. Other than that, what else? Can't really say much else. There's 110,000 people, according to the 2021 census, that were born in the United States that live in Australia. About half of them, I think, in Sydney. So there's all sorts of activities going on over the weekend and tomorrow and everything else with Americans celebrating 4th of July here, because there's a fairly large number. Not in my part of Sydney. Most of them are concentrated in the eastern suburbs, but still, they have barbecues, and I think some places even have fireworks. So they have to be careful with that because fire bans here. It is a dry winter. Other than that, not much else to share. Thank you very much for taking my check-in, BK2DY.
Well, quick question. Is Guy Fawkes Day a thing in Australia?
You know, I don't think it had. It may have been at one time. There are two nights that typically were bonfire nights back in the past when such things were allowed. One of those was Queen's birthday, King's birthday, what it's called now, I guess, in June. And the other one was Guy Fawkes Day, depending on the weather conditions of where you were at. But both of those holidays have sort of fallen by the wayside since fire bans and firework bans and all sorts of bans. Both of those holidays have just sort of fallen aside. I don't think Guy Fawkes was ever really celebrated as much except maybe bonfires in certain places. VK2DY, back to Net.
Okay, well, I just had the idea that, you know, in the United States, New Year's and Independence Day were the big fireworks holidays, and And I had the impression that in England it was New Year's and Guy Fawkes Day instead. So anyway, I just kind of wondered if that had carried over to Australia. So let's see here. We've still got AG5RB and KD9NDJ along with me and the Ham Conference here. So I guess I'll make one more call for anyone on the Ham Conference who would like to join us. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Okay, no audio heard, but I'm noticing in the Echolink chat here we have Victor Kilo 2, November Mike Zulu. Good morning to you, I guess. I don't know how you are able to post in the chat without showing up on my dashboard here. That's kind of curious. Maybe you're coming through the Ham Conference. I'm scratching my head, wondering how this is happening. So anyway, if you are able to key up a microphone and actually greet us with audio, welcome. Okay, we're waiting, I think, for VK2NMZ, but we're also open to any other stations who would like to join us.
KD9NDJ while we're waiting.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, in the meanwhile, I looked up both NBOX, Matthew Wyszek, and he's not listed in an all-star link list, and that number, the DMR number, is also not an all-star number. So it's possible that there is no all-star link, but DMR is it, and DMR doesn't work. Just giving you a report on what I'm finding here. KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, that's interesting. My understanding is that that Michael, VE6 UX, was in communication with Matthew, and that Matthew was actively working on the gateway. So perhaps that's old information, and maybe he's, you know, gotten tired and decided to drop it, although it still shows up here at 30 minutes before the net. So I'm not sure what to say. I've not been able to reach Matthew in quite a while. So, well, stay tuned, and we'll see what develops. Well, it looks like we're running out of steam here. So I think I'm going to make this a final call for check-in. If you're out there listening, the Ham Conference is still here. If you're out there listening and would like to check in to our net, please come now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard. So let me get down here and say that this concludes this week's... Wait a minute, where am I here? I was in the wrong part of the script here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0035 UTC. If you would like to, evidently the 31650 talk group is not alive, but you can get on SDF and go into comm and join us in the Anon Radio Room. So I will say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73 for now.
Yeah, TDY, anyone still there?
Yeah, I'm here for a little while longer.
WM3PNY, I forget what it is. PEN, WM3PEN is on reflector 93 Alpha if you have D-Star. I just checked in with them. So I got one out of the 13 colonies. VK2DY.
Well, I think you, it's not over yet. It's probably not over until sometime on Tuesday.
It may run until Saturday. I'm not 100% sure. It at least runs through Tuesday. I know that. So, yeah, it's not over yet. But, of course, it's a little bit harder for me to catch them a HF at this distance with band conditions being what they are. So they are on reflector 63 Alpha at the moment, VK2DY.
Okay, well, good to know, I guess, for anyone else who's listening here. So I think I'm going to wrap it up and disconnect here in a moment. So 73 there, Robert.
73, VKTVR.